KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Scanning RHK.
KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. KABAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Scanning RHK. November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, looking for contact.
N8RHK, KF8, BQD.
Jim?
Yes, sir?
Jim, this is great. How you doing?
Not bad. I just mowed the grass and just came in and sat down and heard you.
Do you monitor this one?
Yes, sir?
Okay, I've been going all around. I got on the 147-100 at noon, and they got a thing, you know, if you have notices or something to talk about or selling or buying. And I've been going all over, putting my 2980, you know, telling them it's for sale for 100. I've been going all over. When you told me you picked up that dual bander for 100. My whole world changed right there.
Yeah, cool. Good deal. Yeah, sound good. That radio sounds really good.
Jim, I think it's on 80 right now. How I've been going, you know, to make sure I get in. You know, he had thought about it because he said that was, I could put that in my mobile, yeah. You know, it's 80 watts on high, so I don't know, but I just been going all around and wherever I can get into, if it doesn't sound like it's way far away, you know, I'm getting a hold of them and letting them know I got it for sale.
Yeah, I just went out and mowed the grass and, you know, stirred up big piles of dust where the trees aren't and the grass is dead. That was fun.
It's really neat hearing you on 2 meter. I hit my switch box, but I think I'm on my dual bander on the beam. I don't know. It's been so long. I'd have to go on a repeater that I know I get good, and then go to my beam, and if I get some white noise, then I know which is which.
Yeah. Yep. Just on that little dipole I made. Same one I made for Jeremy that he's got up over there.
Mm-hmm. No, I must be on the right antenna because you're coming in even better. You're coming in even better than it was before. Much, much better. Yeah, it's sounding good. It's sounding very good. Nice and clear, clean.
Yeah, you're the first contact I made on this radio.
I'm sorry, what?
So you're the first contact I made on this radio.
What radio is that?
ICOM, what is it, 7200?
What's that, just VHF?
Sorry, 2710. This was a 2710. No, that's a dual bander. Does, yeah, it just does, 2 meter and 70 centimeter.
Oh, it sounds good. What's the power outputs on it for VHF? I don't know, something happened there and you kind of, it really messed you up. Could you say that again, please?
Oh, yeah. It maxes out at 60 watts.
So, and I forgot what repeater I was on, but somebody said, well, if you go to that ICOM, he said, I'm not sure which one, which I didn't know, you know, and when I get the money and find one or something, and I says, I'm doing 80 now. He says, well, you'd probably be losing 20 or 25 watts. I says, well, I got my 13B2, and I got my dual bander, and if I can't make it whether on 50 or 60, I says, the only reason I'm doing it because, you know, in some of the, I never asked you if that one did. I just assumed it did, but, you know, where it has, I think they call it a tone search. Because that way I can put in my own repeaters, any memories I want in, I can do it myself. I don't have to wait for anybody. So if I'm losing power to get that, you know, I'll give it up.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, it's difficult for you, you know, because that radio don't talk to you like your Kenwood does. It's difficult for you to put anything in.
Does that...
It's different with your Kenwood. That one talks to you.
On VHF, does that have a tone search button?
This one here, I don't believe it does. Like I said, this is the first contact I made on this radio. I haven't played with it much. I'm looking here. Got M call. I don't think so.
I don't think so. This is an older radio. You know, because if I had a dual bander from my HT, I could cross band from the house, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Well, if I don't have the tone search, then I can, I don't know, it still shouldn't be hard, I guess, you know, once I understand it, whichever dual bander I get, you know, how stuff goes in there.
Yeah, yep. So I say, I haven't played much with this one, I got the book and everything on it, I just haven't played with it. I bought it there, but just haven't played much with it.
Does that microphone, is that buttons on the key, or key buttons on the key, is there the keypad on the hand mic?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm thinking back to when, you know, I used you know, dual bander, you know, UHF, VHF would be, you know, you're looking at probably 250 used or something. So I just thought it was out of the question when you said this morning that you picked the one up for 100. That changed everything.
Yeah, that was at a swap meet, you know. I don't know. I haven't looked to see whether there's any swap meets or ham fests or anything else going on lately, but probably if I go online.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Swap meet or a ham fest or something going on. Somewhere within 100 miles.
Well, see, nobody around here would go, like, to a ham fest or hand swap or anything like that I know of. I was going to say, you know, they could take my 2-meter, but then that probably wouldn't work right here. Well, I don't know, Storm. I turned around to get something out of the trunk there and everything. When I turned back around, it was gone. There I go.
Oh, yeah. I haven't sold anything at a swap meet or anything. I just went there and wandered around.
Well, I don't think about that stuff that, you know, from what I remember, used dual banders, what they would cost. I mean, it was still expensive. And then not working. And I thought, oh, well, you know, the 2 meter's good. And when you said 100, yeah, there was other ones there, 175 or whatever. You know, it doesn't dawn on me that all this new technology and DMR and all these things they've got going now and digital and, you know, that those might be a thing of the past. You know, so apparently now is my time to strike, Jim, because it's in my price range, rather. Roger.
Roger. Oh, yeah. Yep, I know what you mean, that's for sure. Yeah, I haven't looked at online lately, but I know that Anytone makes a dual bander, too, that's brand new, that's not that expensive.
I've heard of that Anytone. I know nothing about it.
Well, I've heard of, you know, on 11 meters, there's a lot of guys that run them down there, and they love them. But up on 2 meter and 70 centimeter, I haven't looked too much into that. I can look at them, though, when I'm sitting here doing nothing.
Well, yawning is something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so I've hit like the, who was it that told, Jeremy Wedge, I think, told me that at noon on the 147-100 they have a net, you know, you can, things you want to talk about or a topic or notices or bulletins or anything, or if you have something to buy, swap, or sell. And I thought, hey, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing people coming in from Arizona, Nebraska, on that 147-100 Grand Rapids, all over the place.
Yeah, I don't get that repeater. I can't get that from here for some reason. I get static every now and then, you know, where it's trying to get here, but I just don't get it.
You have the right TL tone?
Yeah, I put that in, but like I say, I get it static every now and then where it's breaking the squelch a little bit, but nothing. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I had a dual bander here. And Jim, you know, KURV, he was talking about he wanted to get an antenna. And I said, well, hey, guys, I've got a dual bander over here. I'm not using this by the barn. He says, you're not going to use it? I says, no. I said, if you want it, you can, you're more than welcome to it. And then I think in the next day or something, Wed says, boy, I got to get a hint 10. And I thought, man, you should have said something a little sooner. I just told Jim I had a dual bender I wasn't using.
I made that dipole. And that's what I'm talking on the same exact antenna that I made him. Seems to work okay.
Well, like I say, you're very clear, very clean, nice sounding audio. And, you know, I hear nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, Jim brought me over, or I went over to his place and got a bunch of copper that he brought home from, you know, the scrap that he scraps. And I took that copper and just made a couple antennas. I also made a J-pole that's in the closet over here. I never did put that up. But I made a J-pole, a dual-band J-pole. But I haven't ever put up. This one works so well, I haven't tried it.
Well, is the measurements for the dual bander you made, I mean, are they pretty much give or take the same as just your vertical that you made?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I got it all written down here. I just don't remember what it was.
Who makes the Anytone? China?
Yeah. You think about that one. I remember whether they came from China or Japan.
Bob, K5MYN in Barrington, he called me earlier this morning, or, you know, when it was morning, and he said, did you hear about the ICOM radio blowing up? And I said, what? He says that there's, I guess they're the ICOM's HTs, I think. And he said that, or the ICOM, he said ICOM radio, so I don't know if he's talking straight 2 meter or what, but he says they got bombs in them. I says, bombs? He says, yeah, they had it on the news bulletin this morning on Fox News. He says, if you've got one of those HTs or something, and somebody calls you, or how was that? Damn. But he says, and you say something, He says, you know, it blows your head off. He said, it explodes. It's not a big bomb in it, but, you know, like he said, they got just little tiny in there. And apparently when you key up or something like that, you're, you know, boom.
Oh, no kidding. Haven't heard nothing about that.
When he's out there tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to ask him again about that, because that was very, I says, don't kid me. He says, no, I'm serious. They got a whole bunch of these ICOMs, and, you know, people don't know it, apparently, and when they go to say something, boom, he says, there goes your head. They blew off your head.
Oh, that's crazy.
Boy, he don't want me to find out that he's been dragging the line with this and setting me up.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's like the we'll do stuff like that. N8RHK.
There is a it's only a 25 watt radio. There's an Anytone dual band 2 meter, 70 centimeter. Brand new for $129, but it's only 25 watt.
Yeah, that that wouldn't really do it. See, it would do it. Something like that would do it. Well, yeah, because if I had a 2-meter amp, you know, there'd be no problem. It could be putting out 10 watts or whatever. I mean, it's, a lot of guys have got them. One guy gave me one, Rocky, and I noticed, I kept smelling something, and I wasn't sure what it was, and after, I don't know, a month, 2-3 months, something like that, I guess it was burning up slowly, I guess, on the inside, and I thought that's probably why he gave it to me.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, here's another Anytone, an AT778 UV dual bander, 25 watts, $129. That's that ham radio outlet. Them are brand new.
I imagine China makes these, you know, and for people that use them over there, I mean, probably 25 watts is probably more than enough. Oh, this is really great finding you here on this one. Is this the 2-4 or the 2-6?
2-4.
Okay, yeah. You know, I meant to tell that Elizabeth, W-8-E-R-R, that she said she's going to write all the stuff down when I said about selling it. And she says, is your email right on QRT? And I wasn't going to tell her. How would I know? I'm being blind. I said, yeah, you know, CollisRobert@gmail.com.
Oh, there you go. There's a used at Ham Radio Outlet. It says tested, 50 watt. It's a SAMCOM. I don't know what that is. 50 watt, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, mobile, transceiver tested, 55 watts, $99.
Okay, yeah, that's, I don't know, it might be what they used to call refurbished.
Yeah, there's two of them, AM400 UV, two AM400 UVs used, it says, in test, but they're tested from Ham Radio Outlet. We got two of them for $99. Got the box and everything else, so it's not like it's an old beat-up radio.
Okay, yeah.
Bad looking radio.
Yeah, well, I'm fishing. I definitely got, well, I got it out there, like a fishing lane, I guess to say. You know, I went through all the frequencies I got here, and any of them that came in pretty good, you know, maybe it might be Elm or something. You know, I put the word out there. Just a minute, Jim. N8RHK.
Yeah, okay. KF8BQD.
I'll be back if you're going to be around. I got to help Sherry take something, the crock pot, out of the box. N8RHK.
Okay, I'll be standing by. I'm just sitting here in the chair looking through my phone now. KF8BQD.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
N8RHK.
Go ahead, Stormy, KF8, BQD.
Yeah, this is really neat, catch you on this one. You say you stand by, I guess, on this one. Does Jeremy get out of this one?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think he's on the 100. This is a repeater, I think, out in Burt, yeah. Or no, the 44200 is, or the 200 is the one in Burt. This is a Saginaw repeater. I think he gets this one.
No, I've talked to him on the 3-1.
Yeah, you don't ever know where he's at.
He don't know. I was just sitting here thinking of one repeater. Nothing came up, nobody was out there. And I called for contact, but it was the 06. And 14533 is linked to the 14531 the Bay City, well, no, the Bay City repeater, Quantica C. Anyways, those two are linked, but I haven't gotten on the 3-1, to put the word out.
Oh, you didn't get in there when they had that going?
The 3-1 does that?
Sorry, the 100. You did get in the 100 and put it out there?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. I can see that 2980 you got brand new is 159. You know that ham radio all left. For $159.99 or something like that.
Okay, well, they've come down in price. I don't know if there's, end of the summer sale or something going on, but yeah, a lot of stuff is coming down.
Looks like it's starting to a little bit. I'd like to have a 991, that's 2 meter and HF all together. That would be nice.
What, just 2 meter and HF?
Yeah, the Yaesu FT91, that's got it all.
160 through 6 and satellite and everything and anything?
Yeah, I don't know if it's got satellite or not, but it's got 160 through 6 and 2 meter. And I don't know if it's got 440 or not, but I know it's got 2 meter.
It sounds like the ICOM 746 Pro I had. That was HF, I think 160 through 6. And you could hit the bottom left button. It said GEN for general, and you push that, and that would take you into the wonderful 11-meter world. In zero, that would take you to 6-meter, and then the bottom right button, that was your 2-meter. If you wanted to talk on 2-meter, you'd push that. It didn't have UHF or anything like that. I like that, because I like HF and 2-meter. And I never really had a chance to really experience UHF, but in the future, I am planning on it.
I've never talked on UHF, but It's on. I got it here on my radio. I listen to it all the time. I mean, while I've been talking to you, I've been listening to other people talk on 442-200.
How do they come into you?
Crystal clear. That 442-200, that's the one out in Bird. That's linked to down in Monroe and Warren and over toward the middle of the state down there. It's linked to all them repeaters down there. I hear people down around Detroit and stuff like that come home from work and going to work. I hear them talk all the time. Down around 69 and 96 and all that down there.
HG that. Yeah, I understand now. I don't know if he was out there at the time, but Jim, KEURV, was there. And I said, you know, this morning when I woke up and I swear it was, I'm thinking, the picture I'm seeing in my mind is a button, it's hard to explain, but it was like the HT. When I was told you hit a button and you go to UHF, you hit the button again, you go back to VHF. And it might be old stuff and been out there for a long, long time, but, you know, I never thought I would have anything like that, so never concerned myself, never wanted to know about it, because why? I'd never have it. It didn't interest me. You know, but now, it's very neat.
Well, this radio here on the screen, on the left side, there's a VFO, I guess you'd call it, for the 2 meter, and on the right side of the screen, you got on the other side of the radio, you got another VFO over there, and all you do is hit the VFO, and it gives you the priority VFO. And like right now, I'm talking on 2 meter. If I hit the button on the VFO on 442-200, I could talk on that and still listen to the 2 meter. So that's pretty cool. I can see both frequencies on the screen, and one side of the radio operates the 2 meter, and the other side of the radio operates the UHF, and I can talk on one and listen to the other one just by pushing a button.
Wow. No, my ears perked up big time when you said, no, I got an ICOM dual bander for 100, and I thought, you know, Jim's setting me up now. Because I'm thinking, you know, because I'm not good with time since going blind. And I thought, you know, set me up or something. He said, no, I the swap meet. And I thought 100. And you said they had it from 75 all the way up to 350. And that's like I say, now is my time. Like the only one left I have to put it out on is the 3-1, because the, no, I take that back. Well, I've done it here on the 2-4. I've talked about selling my Yaesu 2980 for 100 if anybody's interested. And later on I'll try on the 3-1, and if I hear anybody out there, people out there, I can let them know on the 3-1, and then that will take care of all my memories where I think it would do any good. N8RHK.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy like this one, and, you know, you can talk on 2 meter and listen to UHF, or the other way around, talk on UHF and listen to VHF. It's pretty cool. You know, I've been listening to guys talk. I don't know whether it was that because I wasn't paying that close attention, but listening to them guys talk and while I'm talking to you, it's all on the same radio, so it's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. It's very neat. Yes, it is. Because usually anything in life that I might think I want to get, you know, I don't, because it's way out of my price range. And then when I heard what you achieved there, I thought, and I started hitting the repeaters and putting the word out.
hey, getting new stuff's always fun. Now all I gotta do is learn how to run it properly. I mean, I don't know how to program anything in this radio. I have, like I said, this is the first time, other than just going to the local repeaters here and listening, this is the first time I've ever queued this radio up.
You haven't put nothing in on UHF or VHF?
No, I haven't put any memories in it at all.
What did you go through, and what memories are in VHF, and how many of them?
There's quite a few, but none of them that I can get through. They're all down in southern Michigan.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, so this radio must have come from down in southern Michigan there. I bought it in Midland, but it had to have come from southern Michigan because that's all the repeaters that are loaded in it.
You still copy me okay?
Yeah, no problem. Loud and clear.
Okay, I dropped from 80 and I went down to 30.
Oh yeah, I think your audio actually came up a little bit when you dropped wattage.
Yeah, they got a thing on this. I forgot all about it. It's in the menu, and it's for it's got a mic gain on it, but it's inside the radio. You go into the menus, and it goes from, I think, 0, or it goes from 1 to 9. And one guy, well, Greg, where I got all my stuff from, he looked inside, and there's just a little, you know, things you can turn. And instead of like 7, you can take it up all the way to 9, you know, for receive. And everybody's, oh, yeah, you really hear, you know, but I'm thinking, why, you know? Why would you want to do that when you could just take your mic gain, just turn your mic gain up, mic gain. Oh, volume, turn your volume up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this one's got the same thing. You got to go into the menu to turn the mic gain up and all that good stuff. You know, everything's menu-based.
Yeah, like the one Jeremy had, 2200H, I had one of them. And the guy I sold it to, I told him, because he kept whining about it, not having his 2 meter and how much he missed it. I says, I'll sell you my ICOM 2200H, but if you ever decide to get rid of it, I want to buy it back. Okay, I want to buy it back. You will sell it back to me, nobody else. Okay, it wasn't even a week he sold it. And I thought, you son of a bibliography, you know, I'm done, I'm through. He tried to talk to me, and I just told him, flip off. And he's got the nerve, well, you don't understand, Storm, my situation. I said, no, you don't understand. I don't care what your situation is. I told you, if you sell it back to me only. And you said, okay. And then you pull this crap. I don't care what come up.
Yeah, that's pretty crappy, that's for sure. KF8, BQD.
And 8RHA.
That's pretty crappy to do that.
Well, I mean, I've always been like Jeremy some years ago. I had I think it was an 85-foot line of, you know, feed line, coax, ends on it. I was using it, but I changed it, and nothing was wrong with it, which I don't know why I changed it now, looking back. But he, you know, needing coax, and I said, well, hey, I got some over here I'm not using. You can have it. And, you know, and I gave that to him. And he'd used that, I think, for a long time. I don't know, he still might be using it on maybe his one antenna. I'm not sure.
same way. I mean, geez, I gave them Jill guns and gave him back. I sold him back his 2 meter. I bought his 2 meter a long time ago. And I sold it back to him for the same price he gave it, sold it to me for. I never even hooked it up. It just sat here on the bench. And gave him that lawnmower. Gave him the trailer to pull behind it. I'm not using it. You need it. You know. I mean, it's not. I'm not going to give away nothing that's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But I felt like that lawnmower stuff. That's got a snowblower on it. And I got the mower deck for it. I got a pickup for him. That's up at my dad's. When I go up there next weekend, I'm going to pick that up. And yeah, if I'm not using it and somebody can use it, I don't care.
There you go. Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, a lot of people, like, they got stuff and they're not using it. I mean, they know somebody could really use it. You know, well, he can buy it if he don't want to pay me. He can buy his own. You know, which is fine. I'm sure there's a place for you in heaven, being as nice as you are. N8RHK.
Yeah, I mean, that amp I gave you, I wasn't using that. It was just sitting here on the bench. I mean, sitting here on the shelf. Been sitting there for, a couple of years, probably more than that. Way back when I was doing 11 meters, that's what I had it for, my truck. And with the new truck, I can't run it anyway because it shuts my analog brakes off and shuts my cruise off, and it does all kinds of stuff there. So I couldn't use it anyway, and I had that RM Italy 703, I think it is, or 703. So I put that in my truck and just turned it down so it only does 300 watts. And the 667, I wasn't using it. You needed one, so I don't care.
Well, I cannot thank you enough. Every day, I mean, I got some towels here, and it covers up my power supply, my Kenwood 590SG, and it covers up the amp. Just nice. Covers the front real good, the back, the sides. And I'm thinking, life is good. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you're not using it no more for whatever reason, why, you know, well, like I said on the amp, you know, you could have very well sold that, you know, but a lot of people, well, like what you did, I don't think you find a lot of people like that. You know, they got it, well, I had to buy it, they can buy it, you know, and but then again, if the situation's changed and you're needing something, how you're kind of strapped for stuff, you know, and somebody says, hey, here, take this. And, well, there's one guy, KC8 TB, I can't think of the call, but anyways, he was complaining about break. He was complaining about he wanted to get back on 2 meter and this and that, and he doesn't have no coax and da-da-da-da-da. Well, I was going to play at a nursing home in Duran. I had my guitar and everything in the car, and Brent and I drove over there, but I got his daughter's house by mistake, and I said, here, give this to your dad and tell him that I'll get with him about how much I want. Okay. I heard from him one time, and it was all a bunch of excuses. And then after that, I mean, he'd never answer his calls. Never, 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 never. And then I caught him one time on a 3-1, and I just ripped him a new 6. And his brother says, well, Stormy, I got 85 foot here, the same stuff that hasn't been used. You want that? And they're way up north. And I said, I suppose I have to come up north to get it. I says, no. I says, there's no way I'm doing that. You know, that just really, really ground me when he did that. Tom Wheeler was his name. Tom Wheeler. A real jerk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's happened to me before. Like I say, it's their loss because I'll never help them again, and that's the end of that story, you know. But, no, I like that amp that I gave you. I didn't have nothing into it. the guy burned the driver pill out of it, and I put a driver pill in it that I had here, 2290, and put that in there, and then I went to everything hydride, so I took that out and made that amp a hydride, so, and I traded a, oh, geez, it was a little 225 amp, a little cheap one, that I had here for 20 years, and it worked good. But I didn't have nothing into that either, so I traded that for that 667, then I fixed it, used it for a little while, and then now it's being used again, and I'm happy about that.
You know, NARHK, like Phil, KD8TYG, and Crystal, when I had it on, you know, it was full power, you know, on 10 meter. And I says, Phil, you copy an 8RHK? He goes, oh, my God. He said, what did you do? You sound like you're in my back. You owe me a speaker, Stormy. And I'm still thinking, you know, people are razzing me, you know, getting, you know, I'm sure it made a difference. But then after the other ones, what they were saying, and, you know, Carlos and the other Jim, URV, Wedge, it's just amazing. You know, I still can't believe it. I know it is. When I'm in here, I'm touching it all the time. I know it sounds silly, but just, you know, that what it is actually sitting there, you know, in NARHK.
KF8BQD. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, that makes a heck of a difference. I'll tell you what, too. You going from your vertical to your, or from your ground plane to your beams, that makes one heck of a difference. When you're on your IMAX on 10 meter, I got you just audio. You might make my needle wiggle just a little bit. And when you switch over to your beams, I got you at 6 pounds.
The only thing I can say, Gene, you're going to love that beam. I mean, I like mine right off the bat, but I noticed, and I didn't have nothing, no amp to run through it or anything, you know, just talking, and, you know, it was doing good, but then after a while, yeah, just a minute. After this, I have to go. My daughter's up. I'm on duty. The amp. Can't think what I was talking about, Jim.
Well, you said after having it up after a while, your beams.
Oh, yeah. After having my beams up for a while, I could tell, you know, tighten even sense with this amp. Oh, yes. Yes. When Kurt was out there, you know, and I would swing by Kurt before on stuff, and I would hear him, you know, kind of a lot of white noise, you know, but now he comes in here close to full quieting, and I just thought, you know, it's just a difference. I've always heard about, you know, beams and that stuff, they tighten up or whatever, and how they get better, and, you know, I never had a beam, so I never really experienced it until now, and, oh, yeah, you're going to love it. The more and more, and the more juice you run through it, it seems that helps a lot, too. All righty. I'm not sure what time it is, but it might be getting close for my daughter's lunch, probably. So, hey, good talking to you, and I will remember you're on this one here. So, been a pleasure, sir. You take care, be safe, have a great day, and I will talk with you later. KF8BQD, NARHK, 73, good afternoon.
All right, NHRAK, KF8BQD, 73, you have a good day. Yep, I always got to learn this one, so talk to you later.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KK9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KEHOKF here. WACRQ. WACRQ, this is KEHOKF.
Yep, read your real smoke. Really, JKF, you're coming in Q5. No problems.
All right, good deal. Well, hey, thanks for testing with me, and we'll say 7-3 for now.
7-3 is WDHRQ.
KHJKF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.